You are listening to Metro.
All right. little old school Nods beat getting dropped on you right now. Whatever happened to Lauryn Hill? She just kind of disappeared. Did she go crazy? Did she Chappelle out? I'm not sure. Nod's still around. He's doing the Damian Marley thing right now. My name's Metro. None of that is important. Actually, none of this is important. But we're still here, and I thank you for being so. If I can get you anything, drink, refreshment, stop by your house, wash your car, I'm into it. I'm just happy that you listen to this. MetroRadioShow.com. Before we start, though, an important announcement. If you are an iPhone or an iPad user and you get to read the stuff on MetroRadioShow.com and then you go, but where's the clip that he's like talking about? Aha! It's now available in the iTunes store, a little podcast for you to download. So, you read the little thing there and you go, that sounds all right. I didn't waste 5 minutes with that. You can go to iTunes store, search MetroRadioShow.com, all one word, and you will get all the audio that we've done right here on the website. I text message quite a bit, as I'm sure you do, but I think it was within the past year and a half or so that my parents began doing the same thing. Actually, that's not entirely true. My mom is all about the BBM. I set her up and said, hey, if you want to get in touch with me, I'm the only person on this thing. Just click me, and then you can type to me. Oh, okay. So she does that. But my dad, still, no text. Impossible. The guy does just about everything else, but the text message is some kind of weird fortress of knowledge that he has yet to crack the door on. So for those reasons, this thing interested me. It's called When Parents Text. It's a book by Lauryn Hill. That's definitely pronounced wrong. And Sophia Fraioli. So for more info on why my dad sucks at this, and much, much more on When Parents Text, we say good morning to Sophia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Really, your book is a great statement on America. Your book and this website is that you are making money off of our parents just failing to do things well.
Yeah, I guess so.
Think about it that way.
The American dream, in a way.
Think about it that way. You know, we've always been told, look, our parents want to put together a better tomorrow for their children. But the fact that they are unable to do so has actually made you money.
Right. Lauryn and I moved home after college, like most graduates did, because of our failing economy. And we were nannying and doing odd jobs. And we sat down and we saw this funny text and we decided to start a website. And it definitely wouldn't have happened if we weren't like jobless looking for new work.
Right.
So it was sort of a blessing in disguise that it all happened.
Because there's so many people in our lives that are kind of text illiterate, that this is kind of spawned by that.
Yeah, I'd say text illiterate, but also it's sort of spawned because of the funny relationship that parents and kids have with texting. And, there's definitely a generational technology divide, and it's definitely shown through our website.
Why is that? And the website is whenparentstext.com, where you can read some of these conversations, get some more info on the book as well. Why is that I feel like texting is one of the last things that ends up working? Like, I feel like I've got parents on email way before I can get them on text. I have a father who still can't quite get the text messaging part down, but he'll email back and forth all day and do all kinds of crazy stuff. So why does that feel like that's the last kind of barrier to conquer as far as technology is concerned?
Texting isn't easy. I definitely fall victim to the autocorrect fails. So it's definitely like a skill that you have to pick up and learn. Kids sort of learn this when, I grew up with texting in high school. I had texting when we first got cell phones. And now kids, even younger, 6th, 7th grade, are learning how to text. So we sort of grew up with this, and parents are now sort of wanting to learn and keep with their kids' lives. So they want to learn texting and keep in touch. So I think it's definitely come to us in a different way now.
What's one of the biggest fails that you've seen as far as the autocorrect stuff? Because you guys feature a lot of funny ones on whenparentstext.com.
There's a hilarious one that's about divorce. So, the dad says, oh, we're getting a divorce this month. And the kid, what are you talking about? Will you please call me? And the dad's like, oh my God, that was an autocorrect. I meant to say we're going to Disney World this month. So that was a big fail, and pretty funny at the same time.
There's a great one. I don't know if you saw it. It was floating around online last week. It was a father who sent to his daughter something sexual about the mother, and she goes, Dad, what are you talking about? And he goes, I'm sorry, send it to your brother. And she goes, Dad, what do you mean send it to my brother? Like, these are the things. Like, these things really happen. And right. Look, your website is the proof of it. It's called whenparentstext.com. And the book is just primarily made up of a lot of these fails and weird kind of conversations that have happened over text.
The book, sort of, we took our website and we broke it up into these really big themes that we think exist within our site. And we wrote some introductions in there so you get a glimpse of how we started the website, who we are and who our families are, and why When Parents Text is important to us and why it relates to our lives.
Sophia Fraioli, the book is called When Parents Text, the website too, whenparentstext.com. Good for you. Good for you for finding a loophole in the system. That's
right,
awesome.
Right.
And thanks for taking a few moments to be with us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
You are listening to Metro.